Although there won't be any fracking in New York, products of the process will move from Pennsylvania across the Empire State via pipelines, which run through compressor stations. Natural gas, when transported through a pipeline, must be constantly pressurized at intervals of 40 to 100 miles. Pipeline plans call for the Wright compressor station in Schoharie County to be joined by two others being built in the town of Schoharie. Richmondville Town Supervisor Richard Lape.
The new ones are, for the most part, are carrying the hydrofracked gas that's coming through our communities.
The two stations each will uniquely service two pipelines awaiting federal approval, the Constitution and one to be built by the Northeast Energy Direct Project.
We already have maybe more than two in our county. One, of course, at the Westfall Road site in the town of Wright. And then the large compression station up at Route 20 in the town of Carlisle.
Lape, who chairs the Schoharie County Board of Supervisors, dashed a letter off to Governor Andrew Cuomo in early June, asking that an immediate freeze be placed on new air and water quality permits for natural gas infrastructure projects, and that all research concerning the health effects of pipelines and compressor stations be reviewed.
If you note the letter, I think the concerns are due to possible emissions into the atmosphere.
Studies of air in the vicinity of compressor stations have revealed alarmingly high numbers of certain chemicals, and people living near the stations have experienced symptoms including nosebleeds and respiratory difficulties. Director of the Institute for Health and the Environment at the University at Albany, David Carpenter, who participated as a researcher in the DEC's fracking study, calls compressor stations among the worst of all the fracking infrastructure.
Our previous studies showed that some of the most serious air pollution came from these compressor stations. There needs to be a statewide analysis of the health of the population of New York from these compressor stations, and my recommendation is that this be done through the local health departments.
Carpenter notes a DEC study that included five states where fracking is allowed showed more than 40% of air samples from compressor stations exceeded federal regulations for certain chemicals like methane, benzene, and hydrogen sulfide. The clock may be ticking, but Lape and other Schoharie County officials are hoping to see the same steps and rationale taken in assessing natural gas infrastructure as the state applied to fracking.
The building doesn't actually start. We've been updated just at our town board meeting recently until the earliest would be this fall, but they don't even believe themselves until it'll start till March of 2016.
Pipeline company officials did not respond to requests for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.